Welkom bij de Corine van Zoelen podcast, jouw wekelijkse kijk op een nieuwe wereld. Met vandaag Esye Dilijcanlı om te praten over het Turkse koffiekopje lezen.
And then after my friends told me, oh, you told true, you, what you said this came true, then I was surprised myself.
Welkom bij podcast 253 en in deze podcast interview ik Esye Dilijcanlı. En je zult misschien denken, huh, die ken ik helemaal niet, maar dat klopt. Het is een vriendin van mij en ik heb haar ontmoet in 1998 in Turkije, in Marmaris, toen ik daar werkte als hostess. Zij zat op kantoor en zij regelde eigenlijk alle reserveringen bij de hotels, de buslijsten, zodat ik wist wanneer ik de toeristen op moest halen vanaf het vliegveld Dalaman of Bodrum om te brengen naar een hotel of appartement in Marmaris. En ook om ze dan daar weer op te halen en uiteindelijk weer terug te brengen richting het vliegveld. Destijds las zij voor de eerste keer mijn koffiekopje en ook dat van vrienden en familie die dan bij mij op vakantie kwamen. Nou, eerder heb ik al een podcast opgenomen over het koffiekopje lezen. Dat was podcast 240. En daarin vertel ik ook eigenlijk al mijn ervaringen. Hoe ze eigenlijk had voorspeld in het koffiekopje dat ik mijn man ging ontmoeten. Maar ook hoe ze had voorspeld dat ik een huis ging kopen aan het water. Nou, tijdens de vacation in Turkije gaat ze ook het koffiekopje lezen voor de eerste 7 deelnemers. Dus ben jij benieuwd naar wat er in jouw koffiekopje staat? En heb jij ook heel veel zin om samen met mij en andere toffe ondernemers naar Turkije te gaan? Waar we dus aan het strand gaan werken in een prachtige strandtent op het balkon. Ja, niet op het balkon, maar met de rooftop en we kijken uit over de zee vanaf de boulevard. Daar gaan werken, de hele dag aan je website, genieten van de zon. Als je denkt, ik wil heel even op het strand liggen, dan kan dat. Met mij dus en met Francis werken we dan aan je academie, aan je online platform of aan je website of allerlei andere dingetjes die je wilt doen op je laptop. Is er dus ruimte om voor ontspanning? En gaan we ook masterminden met de andere ondernemers, zodat jij ook jouw vraagstuk kan inleggen en wij met jou mee kunnen denken? Is er een fotoshoot van een fantastische fotograaf? En krijg je dus al die foto's ook mee naar huis? Digitale foto's. Maar is ook voor de eerste 7 deelnemers een 1-op-1 coaching met mij? En een koffiekopje reading van Esye. Dus ben jij nou benieuwd naar Esye en ben jij nou benieuwd wat er dan in jouw koffiekopje zou kunnen staan, zou ik zeggen, ga dan mee met de workation in Turkije. En je vindt daar ook meer over op www.turkijeworkation.nl. De workation kan ook in combinatie met de mastermind die binnenkort weer start. En met de online training van ondernemer naar online ondernemer. Als je het in combinatie doet met de mastermind of de training, ben je voordeliger uit. Nou, meer hierover vind je ook op de show notes pagina www.corinevanzoelen.nl/podcast-253. Nou, ik wens je heel veel luisterplezier.
At this moment, I'm in Amstelveen and together with my friend Esye, she's in Holland to visit her daughter. Welcome, Esye, in Holland.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, so normally we will see each other in Turkey, in Marmaris. And now you are here and you brought the sun with you.
Yes, I told you so. I said, when you said I need a sun, I said, okay, I'm going to bring next week. Yeah. So I hold my promise.
Yeah, so you came here and the sun was starting to shine. And now there's only rain in Marmaris.
Yeah, sorry. I got this, the our sun to the Holland.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought maybe it's nice also for the listeners for my podcast who are thinking like, maybe I want to come to the workation in Turkey. Also to know you, because you are going to read the coffee cup. So I thought maybe it's nice that you say something first, something about you, who you are and why you're living in Marmaris, like that before we go to the coffee cup part.
Yeah. My name is Sasha, and I'm 54 years old. I'm coming from a very big family, and I'm in the middle, number 8 of the 13 kids. So I studied tourism. So I chosen the Marmaris because I studied tourism at the university in Turkey. I love it, the Marmaris, because the weather, forest, environments is such a peaceful and relaxing. So I thought this is the where my soul need the peace. So that's the reason, 35 years old, I'm still living in Marmaris, but I love the travel. So my daughter moved in Holland, got the job, settled down here. So that was gave me a chance to visit often to Holland now.
Yeah.
So Holland could be my second home. And then how it came, my mom used to read coffee cup to her friends. When I was kids, I used to listen to my mom, and I was really curious how she could make the feature, all the pictures and telling all the stories. And when I got these the teens, high school age, and I started to have a fun and read for copy cups for my friends. And then after my friends told me, oh, you told true, you what you said, this came true. Then I was surprised myself. And this is how we start. But I don't do professionals, I just do for fun. And just for my friends, make a little bit fun together. That's all what I do.
Yeah. But how is it working, you know? Because I know first time I came with you, you did my coffee cup, and I thought, what the hell is going on? I don't understand. What are you doing? But it's also like a kind of special coffee, yeah?
Yeah, this is the not special coffee. This is the very traditional Turkish coffee. I think in Scotland they do tea leaf reading.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we have the Turkish coffee reading. So really, it's not special coffee. It's Turkish tea, Turkish coffee, not tea, Turkish coffee we're reading. So when you finish your coffee, you making feel and manifest and turn over this the coffee cup 3 times. And if you want to find out what you're thinking from inside, you're taking the cup from inside to out. If you want to find out from the future, you're taking the cup from outside to inside and make them until cold. So then inside the coffee tea leaves making the picture. So how I can say something about. But it's completely really, I don't know why I'm saying or how I saying. It's just comes from my inside, you know. Sometimes I don't believe myself why I'm saying this. But it's just the way I say.
Yeah. Yeah, and you make like the move with your hands from inside to outside, and then you mean like the coffee cup is coming through your breast from your heart and then go outside.
Yes.
And then you mean from outside, you mean outside of your body and bringing the cup to your breast like that. So, but so then you started when you were like teenager with it, and people said, oh, you're right. Yeah, when I was working in Marmaris, all my family who was coming and my friends, I said, you have to go to SJ. It's really funny what she's doing. And I know that many, many things came true after it. So did you also, because many people think, oh, I'm scared because of future, maybe she says like stupid things, but did you always have that, that you felt like something negatively, or do you tell it?
To be honest, if anyone asks me to read coffee cup, and I tell what I see, I don't make it negative, and I won't say that. I tell. Because you find out, so I'm gonna tell. Even sometimes I see or feel there is a debt, and I can tell it. So I'm not hiding anything from the people, but you never know when exactly will happen, how it's gonna be happen. Yes, there is some information you can tell, but you never sure exactly date or when or how it's gonna be happen. So that's the reason I always tell the people, I'm reading coffee cup, but don't believe 100% whatever I said.
Yeah.
Don't take too serious, because at the end of the day, this is for fun.
Yeah.
Real story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's for fun, and when you take it like for real, then also you will manifest it, of course. So yeah, the better is to hear it, to let it go, but yeah, afterwards you will think like, maybe she told it. I'm always doing it with my telephone. When I was younger, I was writing it down, all the stuff you were saying, and now I do it with the telephone, with the recorder.
When you think you manifest, when you say it, it's going to be happen definitely.
Yeah.
That's the reason we should stay in a positive things and believe in a positive way. Sometimes if anything seems like bad, but I believe that need to be bad, balance it to good things.
Mm-hmm.
Life is not perfect. As the life and human imperfect, the way is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes you need a negative thing to really feel and find out what you want, yeah, so you will go
exactly
for that. Yeah,
exactly.
I know.
Yeah.
It's true, but sometimes when you are in the middle of it, then you think, shit, why does this happen to me? Yeah. So, and I know that also one... I already had a podcast about the coffee cup, and then I told about that you said you got to have a house near the water, and finally we bought it. It was really so funny because you said in this year, and we bought it on the 27th of December. And so that's in the other podcast, so I will put in the show notes that number. But also you said to my husband, like, yeah, you are getting extra money for your job.
And he didn't believe it. And he said, how I can get extra money? Because he was working as a policeman by that time.
Yeah.
But I do believe, following a few months' time, he got extra money.
Yeah.
Because account department did the wrong.
Yeah. That was also so funny. Because when you are at the police, and that's also when you are working like a teacher, then you say, like, you have schaal 5 or something, and then step 7. So he said, I cannot go step higher, so I cannot get extra money. But then they made a mistake, and then he got money back from few months. So, yeah, not money back, he got extra money. So it was really funny, because he also said, it was in the coffee cup.
This is completely out of blue, really.
Yeah.
When I said that, I wasn't sure, you know. Most of the time, I'm not sure what I'm saying. It can be happen or it won't be happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But usually it's happened. So it's
but,
me.
Yeah, is it also a feeling what you have, or is it more that you can see it really in a coffee cup from the signs, huh? Because you sometimes you see, then you see like, oh, Corinne, look, here's like a pregnant lady, and then I also see that pregnant lady in that kind of stuff.
Sight. Sometimes I'm reading the sign what I see in the cup, but sometimes I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I never forget once upon a time I read somebody's coffee cup and I couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really can't get the breath in. And I said, is there anyone who have asthma? And then out of blue, the woman's daughter had asthma. So I was surprised because completely I could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sometimes changing, you know. I can feel it. Sometimes I can read the sign. It's
difficult.
It's like balancing each other, you know.
Yeah. So I'm always happy when I saw the fish, when you saw a fish in my coffee cup, because then this was luck.
and fish is always good luck.
Yeah. So
always.
I think, ooh, that's nice.
Even if you dream about the sea and fish, always good. Uh-huh. Means good.
Uh-huh. Now, there's some other signs that you think, ooh, that's nice when you see it in the coffee cup.
When I see the tree in the cup, I always talk about this, the marriage or relationship. So it's really good to see the tree, so you can say, yes, you have a good marriage or you have a solid relationship. That is very good. And when I see the tree spot, it means family, so your own small family, if they are together, and it's good sign, you know. And other things I can say, dog, if you see any dog in your cup, it's always good, loyal friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever I say in the cup as an animal is always good news for the future. Elephant is good memory from the back, and for the future, you will have always good memory. And the bird is always news. Someone will bring in news. If you seen chicken, is baby. I always call baby is on the way, or baby was just born. So kind of the things really, you know, it's all your imagination a little bit and have to made up the story.
Yeah, it was so funny because last time I was with you, then there was also a friend of you and she's also reading the coffee cup, eh? So she will maybe also help. But she didn't know me. And then she was reading the coffee cup because you were reading mine. And then you say to her like, oh, will you also check and see, maybe you see something? And then she said, I see a peacock in the coffee cup. Do you remember?
Yeah.
She said, I see a peacock, two peacocks, and they are looking at each other, and it's like kind of heart between, so it's really like bonding together with the peacock. But she didn't know me, and she didn't know that I have like a peacock in my business. Yeah. So it was also so funny.
Yeah, it's, you know, there is a... Sometimes I believe when you come together, these the people, you can feel the energy of that people. Maybe we read them from the people's energy, not from the cup actually, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like your color, your aura, your vibe give the some information.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never really sure, you know, because as you said, that is the lady seeing the peacock and your business brand. Actually, so maybe that is the reason, you know, when you see the people, you can feel it straight away, energy or frequencies, you can feel it. Maybe that's the way you get to know something, or you can get some information.
Yeah, I had, I'm to a medium school in Amsterdam, and there we also did, it was only for fun also with Christmas, so from the candles, and then you put the iron on it, so then it's going to melt, and then it also makes like the figures. So I also, it was for me same like coffee cup, because you learned me a little bit, and I'm also, when I'm doing a coffee cup, I also making things up, but it's really funny, you know. But now I was reading that card with that from the candle on it, and then my teacher said like, oh, you're really good at this, Corinne, you really like this. But it was really for me familiar with the coffee cup, so I think that's maybe also I liked it, because other practices we had to do, I really thought like, oh my God, I don't know, I'm not good at it, I cannot do like this. Then you have to make like contact and also feel things. So it was really funny, because I felt more comfortable with it. So, because it was like almost same for me.
I think if you think and listen your feelings or other people, and you will know it. I believe nowadays we are too busy with the technology or, you know, material things, and we losing our connection frequency. But when you connect with the frequency, you would know everything, you can feel it, everything. So this is the how really I believe some people have more strong sixth sense, because they are connected with other things, you know, trees, birds, environments, everything. But some people hasn't got that strong connection because they are too busy to study, or they are too busy doing homework or housework or job. So they are not thinking. So I believe everyone has the ability to understand or listen other people. If you give yourself a chance, you will know everything.
Yeah, that's also what my teacher says. Everybody knows this, because it's the thing from the soul. It's the language of the soul. So, and also when you are really in rest, then you can feel kind of thing, and I can also feel kind of things. And I was really wondering, like, sometimes I feel the things and I say it and I think it's because of my ADHD, but I think, is it really the ADHD, or is it something that I feel from other people? So that's what now I'm like,
I believe ADHD is very good gift from the God. If you can guide yourself, or if you're being guided by the parents, or if you're being guide by the teacher, is gift. You know, it's not all ADHD need the the, you know, medical side, sport. I think sometimes if you know you have this condition, is like, what, autism, you know, is human are perfect with the imperfect way.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the reason. If your brain talking too much is mean connecting so much things at the same time, this is the gift, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, but how, somehow I believe you being protected, because from your heart, who people have HDH or autism or Down syndrome, I believe is being protected by the universal or the, by the God or by this, the some guardian angels.
Mm-hmm.
And they always been protected. So I think it shouldn't be take as a bad side. It should be take as a gift.
As a gift, yes, exactly.
As a gift.
Yeah, I also think like that. But it's nice to find out now if it, is it really my thoughts, or is it a feeling from somebody else and a thought of somebody else which is coming to my mind, and then I think it's mine, but maybe it's not mine, you know? So that's what I'm searching now.
Everyone serves another things, you know? We serve each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe everyone comes in a life for a reason or for a season. So must be some reason you thinking and connecting.
Mm-hmm.
So you shouldn't be negative, or you shouldn't feel down, or you should think really positive. Okay, then.
Yeah.
I accept it.
Yeah. Naya, we will see. So I'm looking forward to see you back again in June with the vacation. And also the people who are already booked for the vacation, they are all very excited, like, ooh, we're going to read that coffee cup. Am I still in time for the coffee cup?
Yeah, in the sun, on the seaside.
Oh, and on the lovely Marmaris. And I really, you said you love Marmaris, but for me, same, because that's my second country and place.
It's honestly, my soul rest in Marmaris.
Yeah.
I love the travel. I love to visit other places and countries and cultures, but always love to come back to Marmaris,
mm-hmm.
where I found peace and rest.
Yeah. Yeah, many people think, of course, of like, oh, going out and busy at the boulevard, but it's so much more, because you have the sea, you have the forest at the end. We had, of course, some fire, but still there's forest left. And
well, I believe every city and every country has energy as well. So really, Marmaris has this kind of the energy where you find the soul, peace, and rest,
mm-hmm.
and joy, and love, I believe. But some place where do you go, you get these distresses, where you get the anger, where you feel this the depression. So that is the reason I believe, really, wherever you go, that city and country has energy.
Yeah, I also believe like that.
So you are always welcome to Marmaris.
I know. Yeah, so thank you. Is there something else you think, oh, that's I have to say, because maybe Corinne didn't ask for me?
And to be honest, that was really always joy, spend time with Corinne, and we can have a laugh and fun, and hopefully we will another cast in Marmaris then.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, because we know each other since 1998.
Yeah, it's gone.
Long time.
Hopefully we will have more adventure together.
Yeah, I also hope like that. So thank you very much. And
thank you. That was my pleasure.
Ja, dat was Esje. Ik hoop dat jij het een leuke podcast vond. Hij was dus in het Engels. En als jij denkt, ik heb ook zin in dat koffiekopje. Ik heb zin om met jou mee te gaan naar Turkije. Check dan sowieso even de site www.turkijewerkation.nl. En check anders alles ook op de show notes pagina. Want dan vind je alles helemaal terug. Dus corinnevanzoelen.nl/podcast-253. Daar vind je ook de site naar de mastermind en de site naar de online training. Zodat jij ook een eigen online programma of cursus kan ontwikkelen. En als je dat dan doet in combinatie met de vacation, dan ben je uiteindelijk dus voordeliger uit. Nou, Ik lijkt mij echt super tof als jij ook meegaat. En als je er vragen over hebt, stuur me dan sowieso even een mailtje naar info@corinevanzoelen.nl. Mocht je deze podcast nou leuk vinden, ga hem dan even delen. Geef hem een sterretje, een hartje of een duimpje of wat dan ook. En alvast bedankt voor je support. Graag tot de volgende keer. Doei doei!